This is Dr. Olivero dictating for May the 2nd of 2023. This is on Howard Lindsay. Howard Lindsay is the last name, L-I-N-D-S-E-Y. This is the clinical case of a 76-year-old white male with a past medical history of arterial hypertension, on insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus, end-stage renal disease, on chronic peritoneal dialysis, who has extensive cardiovascular disease. He has three stents that were placed in Fort Myers 7 years ago. The patient has had cardiac catheterization post the first intervention that was done in Fort Myers, and they found a patent mid-left anterior descending, proximal obtuse, the first obtuse OVTUS marginal and distal right coronary artery stent. Period. In 2010, the patient had a permanent pacemaker. He has a history of bariatric surgery in December of 2014, and he has also a history of obstructive sleep apnea on CPAP. Later on, the patient received a AICD in 2018. He has history of renal artery stenosis, atrial fibrillation, status post Watchman device in July of 2021. Bilateral carotid endarterectomies in 2016 with Dr. St. Louis. And peripheral arterial disease that has been evaluated and treated. The patient has been in a stable condition. It has been tolerated the dialysis very well. He is a very compliant patient. In the review systems, the patient denies the presence of weakness, tired, nigerial malaise, fever, or shaking chills. In the cardiovascular, denies the presence of chest pain, palpitations, or skipping beats. In the respiratory, no shortness of breath, no cough, no sputum production. GU unremarkable. Except for the right inguinal hernia, musculoskeletal at the present time is unremarkable. To a physical examination, we have a patient that is alert, oriented, in no distress. Blood pressure is 132 over 63. Respiratory rate is 16. The temperature is 97.3. The body weight is 98 kilograms, respiration 18, and the pulse is 61. The head is nomocephalic without deformities or trauma. The eyes normal, conjunctiva normal, sclera, the mouth well papillary tone, no evidence of pharyngeal infection. The neck is supple, no jugular vein distension. The lungs are clear to auscultation and percussion. The heart is regular and rhythm, no murmur, no gallops. Abdomen soft, depressible without rebound or garden genitalia with normal limbs, extremities, faint pulses, and no evidence of edema. The patient has a peritoneal catheter in the left hemiabdomen that has a normal and non-infected insertion site. The peritoneal fluid is clear. The impression, number one, end-stage renal disease on CCPD, tolerating it very well. Number two, the diabetes mellitus under control. Number three, arterial hypertension under control. Number four, coronary artery disease, status post-coronary artery bypass, a status post-AICD, a following number, obstructive sleep apnea, following number, peripheral vascular disease, status post carotid and arterectomy, and also status post angiogram on the, and angioplasties in the lower extremities. Period.